This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined once again by Mike Mancoli and Martin Fitzgerald. Martin, your winning streak is out the window. Sorry, mate.
I know. I was hoping to keep that between us in the...
You cursed it.
I know. I was hoping that would be kept within the Press Conference Extra vault. That when I do this, we always win. But seeing as you've just outed me front of the millions of listeners, then it's true. I did appear last week and we did lose against Tottenham. But I will say in my defence that it's only half time in that game.
That's fair. Like a nice beat and switch. So yeah, this is Press Conference Extra ahead of Liverpool's FA Cup tie at Anfield against Accrington Stanley. No, I will not do the joke. Arne Slot sat down in front of the press to give the briefing ahead of the game after Liverpool missed training yesterday due to... What's your favourite weather word, Mike? Is it adverse or treacherous?
Treacherous. I do like treacherous. It makes it sound like super, super dangerous. Like, you couldn't even risk it. It was treacherous. Yeah, I like treacherous.
What do you think? I take the idea, by the way, that they've been held back and they've been late coming back, because I think this might be like an important moment in the city. I've talked myself into the fact that they've somehow rebonded in this trip back and that they've had a big chat with themselves stranded somewhere, and it's because of this that we're now going to win everything.
So it's like the opposite of the film Alive, where they eat each other. Instead, they just bonded. Yeah, okay.
It's like in Jaws, where they couldn't get the shark to work, so they just kept rewriting the script and all that great stuff on the boat about the scars. That was all written because they couldn't get the shark to work. So I kind of think that because they've had this like layover somewhere and they've been laid back, I've convinced myself that this is why we're going to win the league, because this has happened. They've all had to look each other in the eyes and be honest with each other.